Welcome back to the PM Sports Page here on AM and FM KCII. The Iowa Mennonite baseball team made it all the way to the sub-state finals, ended up losing that game on Tuesday night against Lisbon, but Reggie Borntraeger was quite the factor in getting his team as far as they did, and he is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week for baseball. He joins me now. Reggie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so your senior year is all said and done now. How are you feeling about that?
Obviously, it's pretty sad, I guess. Last sport I get to play as a senior, and I don't know. It's kind of surreal at the moment. Like, yeah, I've got to play baseball for 5 years, every other sport for 4 years, and that was the last game last night.
So would you say baseball was your favorite sport to play then?
I mean, I guess it really depended on the season. Obviously, I enjoyed baseball more in the summer, I guess, but I'd probably say basketball is my overall favorite sport.
Sure. So you are our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week for your performance throughout the playoffs. You started out with a huge game against Kyoto. 2 of 3, 3 runs scored, 4 RBI. You homered in that one, too. What really got you going that particular day?
I guess just the realization for my senior year. Got to play the best you can. I think I played the best baseball I did at the end of the year there. And I guess I just got into a rhythm and kept it going.
Sweet. So that one obviously ended in a pretty big win, 16-7. After that, it was off to New London. You had the number 8 team in the state coming up. How did you prepare, you personally, I guess, and the team as a whole, prepare for that one, knowing that you guys were the underdogs?
I guess the way we prepare is that we just have to be mentally in it, as focused as we can be, and know that we can win the game, because we knew that we could win the game. We knew it'd be tough, and that we'd be the big underdogs. But yeah, I guess just some mental preparation, staying focused for the game, really did it for us.
And you did end up beating them, which was awesome. You won 8-3. Mm-hmm. You were down to start 2-1, and then you just kind of started seeing the runs piling up more and more. How much excitement was there among you guys as you kept on scoring through that one?
There was a large amount of excitement, I guess. As we kept getting hits, the team got more like into it, I guess. Or I guess we started into it, and we just got more excited as the game went on. Like, oh, are we really going to do this? And as the game went on, we thought, yeah, this is going to happen, but we got to stay focused still because the game wasn't over. But then when the game did end, we were like ecstatic and just, yeah, in the moment.
So that win got you to the district finals, which is a really cool accomplishment in and of itself. You guys were up against Burlington, Notre Dame, 6-3 going into the seventh. They score 2 runs, and then with 2 outs, you see Isaiah make that circus grab to end it. How did you feel when the ball hit his glove?
When I saw that he got the ball, stood up, and had the ball in his glove still, I was kind of amazed, but, you know, I was really hoping he'd make that play, and I kind of knew he could, and I was just so happy that he did, and so I just loved what he did there. So excited at that moment.
So, yeah, district champs, congrats on that, by the way. It's an awesome thing. After that, you moved on to the sub-state final. You had Lisbon in that one. Nobody had managed to beat them yet, and very few teams came close. How did you guys prepare any differently for that one, knowing the super high stakes and the caliber of the team that you'd be facing?
Kinda. I think it was like what we did for New London and even Burlington Notre Dame, where we just had to stay focused, knew that we could win. Obviously, it didn't go our way. Kind of like last year when we played Northland in the sub-state game. Yeah.
So, it did, as you said, end up in a loss. Just 1 game short of the tournament. But, after seeing what they can do, we're not really sure if there's any team in the state that can beat Lisbon. It's still got to be gratifying to lose to such a great team, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but still a little bit disappointing.
Well, yeah, it always is.
Yeah.
So, now that is all done, completely done with high school. Everything is done. That was the last thing you had to do as a senior. What's next for you?
Well, this next year I'm going to Iowa State, and I'm going to study computer science, hopefully major in it. So, yeah, that's my plan so far. Play sports, intramural sports and stuff.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So, Reggie, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, operates their business on core values, including honesty, integrity, dependability, respect. What are some of your core values, and how are you going to take that off to college?
I think honesty and respect are some of the most important things, especially in sports. I think, or especially the respect part and just having good sportsmanship and stuff. I think all of our teams have done that well throughout the years, and we played well and with that attitude, just having a good attitude through it. And, just take honesty and that stuff with me to college.
Sweet. Well, that's about all I have in terms of questions. Do you have any other thoughts on end of the season, end of a career?
I guess just that I'm really glad I got to play with the teams that I did with. All the kids or all the people that I played with, they're all great, and just glad I got to play with them.
Sure. Well, Reggie, thanks so much again for coming on, and best of luck to you in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
That was Reggie Borntrager, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week for baseball this week. We'll be right back after this break on the PM Sports page here on AM and FM KCII.